Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
This week, we have another cannabis-related podcast, and what we're going to talk about is the actual use case of iBeacons at a 420 event in Vancouver. Even though this is a 420 event that we're going to talk about and what actually happened at the event, these strategies can be implemented to apply to any festival or event if you're looking to increase foot traffic and interaction. So let's talk about how they did it, what was successful about it, and most importantly, would they do it again?
Right. So yeah, welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. This time we're chatting about real-life iBeacon usage at an event in Vancouver that I attended.
So if you're not super familiar with iBeacons or how they work, the quick answer is they're little radio transmitters that can talk to mobile phones. Now, they can be used with apps, or the way that we incorporate them is we use Apple Wallet or some third-party Android wallet apps. So we have leveraged the power of other tech companies doing most of the work for you, which greatly reduces the cost. And when you pair an iBeacon with a mobile wallet pass, you instantly create what I would call a way to engage with potential customers or other people that you want to reach out to. And again, you're doing it using an existing preloaded app like Apple Wallet. So now you're not spending gobs of money to create an app that no one is likely going to use. Now, one of our most popular podcast episodes in the archives is episode 28, and it is a second go-round of an earlier topic which debates the merits of mobile wallet versus mobile wallet apps. If you haven't heard it, you probably want to listen to it. More importantly, if you really have no idea what a mobile wallet pass is or how mobile wallet marketing works, Hazel is going to do her usual two-minute rundown right now.
Okay, and start your clocks. Okay, so a mobile wallet pass is a great way for you to communicate with your users on their mobile device. It has a front and a back to it. The front has your company, your title, perhaps a little tagline. And on the back is where all the fun stuff is. You have a call to action links, so you can have your clients call you by email, by phone. If you are a storefront, you could have your address and a navigation right to your storefront. If you're a podcast, you can have listen links. There's really, it's just a little omni hub.
If you're a dispensary.
Yes. Yes. And if you're a dispensary, you can have any mobile offers, go right through the mobile pass. No children will see it. And it is safe for advertising. Yes. So that is really what a mobile wallet pass is. I also forgot to mention, there's more to it. You can share.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Shares are important.
Shares are important. You can pass the pass through mobile or any social media site, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. They will all be seen.
So, you know, we've got more podcasts than just episode 28 in the archives. And obviously, we've got plenty of blog articles on mobilewalletmarketer.com or dominoresearch.com. And these are going to lay out the framework for how to use mobile advertising and marketing, how to use the wallet app to cheaply and effectively get your message across. We've got a downloadable worksheet so you can figure out how to set up your mobile wallet marketing strategy or your overall mobile strategy if you don't have one. Another episode that comes to my mind is episode number 40.
That was
the case study, of how to combine online and offline marketing. Maybe if you are an actual brick and mortar location, you want to pair up with some of your neighbors or some complementary businesses to get more out of your campaigns. And, you know, obviously anytime you can share the cost of advertising campaigns across multiple advertisers, like I say, complementary businesses, some cross-marketing, that's going to reduce your cost of acquisition again, and it bumps up your ROI as well. So now that that's all out of the way, let's move on and let's talk about what actually happened. Hazel is our resident Canadian in charge of all things Canadian that we do, and she was on site for this event in Vancouver. It was back in April of this year, and it was a 420 event.
Right, so April 20th, just to be exact. And in the spring, I ventured out to Sunset Beach.
April 20th, to be exact.
Yeah. On April 20th, and I took part in the 420 celebrations. We had a few dispensaries that had booths set up there, and they wanted to distinguish themselves from their other dispensaries and their competitioning by taking advantage of their mobile presence. So this type of digital signage was right to your mobile phone was a way to inform and engage prior to the 420 event. So this is how they did it. It started right on the dispensary floor. Right on your point of sale where the employee is doing the transaction with you, you remind the patients that there is a mobile wallet pass or in this case, a dispensary pass that you can add directly into your phone. And the ways that they did this, some did it differently. Some did it as a QR code right on the POS system. Some did it, they asked for the email, and then they sent out a link right away that you would receive to add the pass into your phone.
Or you can use a short URL and, you know, do it that way. So a lot of people are more comfortable, I find, typing in a short URL in a web browser than they are actually figuring out how to scan a QR code. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to give you an email address or they don't want to give you a phone number so you can do an SMS blast.
So there are different methods to get the pass
onto the phone.
Right. And now next time they went to the dispensary, they're already used to seeing a pop-up right on their phone, on the lock screen, telling them about their daily specials at the dispensary. So these patients, these members of these compassionate care clubs, were already used to receiving these messages on their mobile device. So now these dispensaries wanted to use it, and they wanted to market, the marketing wanted to jive with dispensaries. So they took the time out to think about how they wanted to set up these beacons at events.
So how is this mobile strategy different from their in-store presence?
Well, like I was saying, patients already know to look at their phone when visiting the dispensary, and they just had to change the message out to be relevant to the circumstance. And in this case, it was at Sunset Beach. So already they have the mobile presence prior to the event, and they created a message on the day of it, offering specials, informing them of weather changes.
Didn't you guys have pretty crappy weather for that?
Yeah, we have pretty crappy weather. I was out in the rain. Yeah. And we had one dispensary let them know, actually one of them, the manager of the dispensary, his favorite band was playing out on the main stage.
Cool.
So he wanted to let, it was his buddy of his, so he wanted to let them, let his clientele know when they were playing. So he was like, informing them of when the band was going on, like 10 minutes before Misty Drive performs. It was really exciting. He was really happy to do that for his buddy. So he felt that he was contributing to, you know,
his buddy's success as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's a perfect way, you know, kind of it goes to show you that the messaging and the materials and the links on the back of the mobile wallet passes, which are cannabiswallet.net for cannabis-specific businesses. You know, there's a variety of messages and combinations of messaging that you can create to send out to your target audience. So somebody who perhaps wouldn't respond to a message that says, hey, come by our booth and get a freebie might instead be like, oh, cool. I love, what'd you say the name of the band was?
Misty Drive.
Yeah, I love Misty Drive. Oh my God, these guys are letting me know that Misty Drive is paying. And now all of a sudden, that particular dispensary that sent out the message is in the guy's mind. He loves Misty Drive. He's wandering around after they played and he sees their booth and boom, you know, it's like a no-brainer. Now you got another sale going on.
So, Kim, if you go to the Cannabis Wallet, you'll see the recent article I did on this. It's called How Proximity Marketing Works at a 420 Festival.
Right. I read it. And I thought it was great.
Yeah, thanks. And you can see a visual of what we're talking about, of how these messages work. This podcast went through more of how to prepare, of how proximity marketing works. On the articles, it was like, get a freebie, get 20% off.
So now because you guys opted to use iBeacons and not geo-tracking,
right?
It's my understanding, and I could be wrong, Sunset Park is a public venue.
Yes.
So one of the reasons for opting out of the geo-tracking was to make sure that you weren't technically advertising based on the public area. You were more doing it based on the proximity to a booth that was licensed or approved or whatever you want to call it,
right,
to be in that location.
That's correct. I mean, it's hard to talk about over a podcast. I have visuals on the article. of how the festival looked, how Sunset Beach looked, and how the iBeacon worked from the booth to reaching your clientele.
Cool. So let's move on to what I think is the most important question about all this. So, out of the participants that decided to go this route and, you know, go the extra mile or whatever you want to call it, who wants to do it again? Does anybody want to do it again? What do they think about the whole thing? Did they find it successful? Tell me about that.
Well, yes, they would. That's the short answer.
okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have one dispensary that wants to do it with their fundraiser next week. They've converted their passes from the Sunset Beach Festival, and they converted it to their fundraiser next week, and that which was easy to do.
It's all really fluid. Yeah, simple. Yeah, change it all around.
Yeah. Well, maybe some people don't know that,
kid. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, while we're talking about maybe some people don't know that, let's stop and have a discussion about that. So this kind of goes back to how does a mobile pass work and why is a mobile pass a good thing? Mm-hmm. So studies have shown, and it's not really studies, I would say it's more the delete rate on passes, that when somebody adds a mobile wallet pass into the wallet on their phone, they almost never delete it. And it doesn't matter whether this is an airline boarding pass or whether this is a coupon or whether this is a membership pass to something somebody's not a member of anymore. They don't, in general, delete the passes. And what that does is that means that ongoing marketing, well after an event or well after an offer or well after the acquisition of this customer who has taken the 30 seconds to put your pass into their wallet, they're still there and they're still live and you still have the ability to go back in and change the content on the back of the pass, change up the graphics or change up the titling on the front of the pass, send them new lock screen notifications, send them new subject lines, for lack of a better word, and to keep them engaged well past the event.
That's right. That's right. So these dispensaries, these patients see it at the dispensary. They see it at the 420 event. Now they're being reminded of the fundraiser next week. And it's all integrated right there. It's all fluid. And it changes exactly like you said. It changes from one campaign to the next.
Right. And the beauty of lock screen notifications is, you know, people can turn them off if they don't want them. Yeah. You know, they're not forced to have them. They are able to turn them off. Most people don't turn them off. They just ignore the ones that they don't want to see. So you never know when in the middle of the day you're going to send a lock screen notification out. And always, always, always we suggest that you are super judicious in the number and the frequency with which you send lock screen notifications to people. But, you know, so you got people sort of conditioned to, oh yeah, hey, we've got a deal today, or oh yeah, come join us next week for something fun that we're doing, or hey, come out for Customer Appreciation Day, or, you know, gosh, oh, Misty Drive is playing in 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, and that's it exactly. You can make it fun.
Use your creativity. Yes. Do things that are kind of out of the box. I mean, just sending out offers that constantly remind people that you're only after their money. It's, oh my God. Can you remember the podcast episode that was The Shopper's Journey?
Yes.
What was the number of that one?
I can't remember,
but one of our super, super good episodes that actually discusses motivation and emotional motivation and how you as the person who is trying to make a connection with a prospective customer, how you need to identify the customer's journey and how many different points in the customer's journey from thinking, oh, I might like to do something or buy something until they actually pull the trigger, spend the money, make the decision. How many different places you need to touch them, how many times you need to be involved with them, how much engagement that they're going to need. I cannot for the life of me remember the number of the episode. But anyway, it's called The Shopper's Journey, you know, Influencing the Shopper's Journey. It's a really super great podcast episode. If you haven't heard that one, I would highly recommend going back and listening to it because that was just a really, really good one. But anyway, I think at this point that we are like running out of time.
All right.
Let me say it again, though. Cannabiswallet.net. You can find the articles there if you want. If you need information about marketing or advertising for your cannabis-related business, there's a handy-dandy little form there that you can fill out and somebody will get back to you pretty quickly and so on and forth with. And we are also super, super good about helping you figure out what kind of campaign to structure, how to make it fun, how to make it creative, how to make it going, you know, ongoing, and most importantly, how to make it profitable.
That's right. So again, it's cannabiswallet.net. We'll work with you to integrate your campaigns to mobile ones. Talk to us. I'm Hazel.
I'm Kim.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great week. We'll see you next episode.